The year was 1992. I was probably out at some all-nighter and dancing away to this. Might give you an indication to who our special guest is on this episode of the podcast. Welcome, Acid 87. I am 100% guilty of throwing some serious raven shapes to that first time round. It's Dream Frequency, it's called Take Me Away. Our special guest on this episode of Acid 87 is one half of Dream Frequency, Mr. Ian Bland. We're going to be talking to him about his appearance in Liverpool on Friday the 17th of September. Yes, Acid 87, the very first club night is coming.
I'm so addicted.
such an absolute classic, that. It's called Give It To Me Baby, it's by Love Revolution. Especially like that break in the middle where the piano comes in and the vocal, and then everyone at the club used to just have their hands up in the air screaming. We're hoping to create that kind of vibe again. Acid 87's event, which is taking place at Alibi in Liverpool, Friday the 17th of September. And you know what? Our special guests do not come any bigger than Alternate and Dream Frequency. If you want to get your tickets for the events, just head over to Skiddle. I am really looking forward to playing this. As I say, it's taking place at Alibi in Liverpool. And if you go onto Instagram, you can get a little look at the venue. Sampled from The Shaman, that's called La Luna, and it's by The Ethics on Acid 87. Now we're going to rewind back a couple of years to the early 90s from that Italian house area. Can't you tell I'm a bit of a fan of Italian house? Every time I do an episode, there is always a piece of Italian house in there. Why? Because it was the best. Now, this was one of those tunes that always got an amazing reaction. And at any of the old school events, if you drop it, it still does. Crank this one up. I absolutely love this. I love them all, don't I? It's by Four for Money, and it's called A Moment in Time. We'll be right back.
Peace, everyone.
Special guest on this episode of Acid 87. Now, the interview was recorded during COVID, so you'll hear some of the references, which might sound a little bit dated now, but it's okay. It's more about Ian's stories and especially the amazing selection of tunes he's picked. Now, some of the stuff you'll probably expect him to pick, but he doesn't. All will be revealed. We just had Double Trouble and the Rebel MC Just Keep Rocking. And before we speak to Ian, I'm going to play Inner City. This is called Big Fun. It's your Acid 87 podcast, each month bringing you some of the best tunes from back in the day, specialising in rave, all things acid house. Yes, it's what we do. We bring you guests, we bring you great music, and this time round, this guy has been responsible for some of the biggest rave anthems of the last 25 years. I'm joined by Ian Bland from Dream Frequency. Hello, Ian.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I've just mentioned Dream Frequency there, but it goes way beyond Dream Frequency, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, like, obviously, Dancing Divas, Quake, Dujour, Blandy, all sorts. I'm a many hats at the moment, but back onto Dream Frequency, which was exciting, especially last year as well, to do a 30-year album and whatnot. It's the most fun I've had in making music for about 15 years, I think, to be fair.
Ian, they were great times and great music, of course.
Mate, when you look back, I mean, we've just been so lucky to come through that from the inception of house music and rave and then all the club culture that followed. I mean, it's mental, isn't it? And it's still going. And the bizarre thing is, it's like, you know, my two kids, well, they're not kids anymore, Josh and Alex, they're 20, 24 and 26 this year. And they're into dance music, into, you know, house music, the same as what I am. I mean, you'd never get that. You would get your dad, who was into rock and roll. You would be into rock. You know what I mean? It's like,
definitely,
it's mental.
What got you into rave, and what's the first track you're going to choose for us?
Right, so I started going to a little club in about 86, 87, and it was when house music was just filtering in to, you know, like the mainstream, I guess. So you got tracks like Steve Silkerley, Jack Your Body and all that, which sound, I suppose you could say it was a bit cheesy now, but I mean, it was absolute classic. And then, you know, Stu Allen was playing on Key 103. We were listening to that. And it was my brother. My brother just said, come down to the Park Hall, which is like, I'm so obviously Lancashire based. And it was just out down the road. And the guy was playing, a top guy called Phil Meredith. And I've got to give him big licks because you've probably never heard of him. But he was playing cutting edge house music. But then he'd have to play the Shaz and Tracy stuff as well. So you get like all these acid house tracks and Steve Silkerley and all that. And then his breakout track was Luther Vandross. You know, the dun, 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 dun. And we'd all just freaking leave the dance floor and all the Shazzes had come on. But that was what got me into house music. And then obviously started going to the Hacienda, went to the Quad quite a lot as well. And so I would say my sort of track, I could choose someone like Steve Silkerley, but I'm going to go for a random one, actually. I'm going to go for Baby Ford, Oochie Coochie, because that was one of the tracks that was like, you know, first British artist coming out, and I was like, wow. I remember there was a sticker on the vinyl. I wasn't a massive vinyl player. There was a sticker on the vinyl. It said something like, warning, this bass could destroy your speakers or something. And then when you listen to the bass now, you're like, behave.
I can remember that track, and I remember it melting my mind one time being out. If I'm right, it was like a black cover, and I'm sure my copy was like an etched 12-inch single.
Yeah, yeah. No, most probably, yeah. I might make a hazy memory, but I just remember he did a few tracks. Like another one was Crashing, and it was just the first time I'd heard British artists doing American house music, you know, and all them times where I was slightly making music, but it was the first furries into listening to house music. It was, yeah, wow.
And here we go with our first track, courtesy of Ian choosing Baby Ford. This is called Oochie Coochie. remember having a trip one night, and you know all that. I just remember sort of, you know what it was like back then. It was the lights and just everything. Yeah,
there's always
yeah.
one tune. I mean, we were like, I remember tripping out. Fucking hell, man! I remember listening to Tech the Trance.
Oh yeah,
and you know when the intro's coming on, and Trip was fucking coming on, and I'm not. I was just like, what the fucking? It was amazing. But he's funny.
Waiting for the floor to shake.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Frig me. Wow.
Right, okay. And there we have our first choice, courtesy of Ian. That is Baby Ford with Uchi Kuchi. So, Ian, that takes us back to the, what would you say, mid-80s, late 80s?
Yeah, so that would have been around like 88, 89. So I suppose if I look back at my own sort of raving history, that was where I was first and foremost. I always have been anyway, but a clubber where, you know, I was sort of tentatively making house tracks, but they were proper rubbish. I didn't have a clue. None of us did. We didn't even know what made the drum sounds. And I remember, you know, things like getting a floppy disk of 909 drum sounds and loading it into my sampler and just been like, oh my God. So that was like us raving, and we had a little crew. And like I said, we went to Hacienda, we go to the Quad, we go to Park Hall every Thursday. It was like religious. So that would have been 88, 89. And then obviously by sort of 90, I was really starting to send off records for Dream Frequency and blah, 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 like so.
And on to our next question. Fashion and clothes, what would you say from the Raven days? What is it that sticks in your mind that you were wearing then?
Oh, mate. Well, I remember when we were going to all the Blackburn parties and all the illegal raves, it was all about, the baggy jeans, Wallabies. I remember having a pair of Wallabies in winter, which didn't really stack up. You know, and then Timberlands came in, Timberland boots. And then, just the mad, trippy hoodie tops with like mad patterns and all that. I don't know what we thought we looked like, but it made sense at the time. And even down to, I mean, I'd say one of my weirdest moments was, I remember going to the Hacienda just as Acid House was kind of breaking. I'm walking in and there was a track playing Dance with the Devil.
Back, is it?
Oh, it was Paul Oakenfold was behind it, I think. But there was these bells in the breakdown. Project Club, Dance with the Devil.
Right.
And as I just walked in, the whole crowd, these bells were going, down, down, down. YouTube it, Dance with the Devil, Project Club. And it was just, everybody's just in their arms there. And I was just like, and they're all in these hoodie tops and all that. And I was like, again, another one of them. What is going on here? Mind blown. But yeah, all the mad clothes, mate. You know the score. Do you not remember? I think you could walk down the street and just go, he's into house music.
You could identify from the fashion alone, yeah.
Because people were starting to grow their hair and, you know, just baseball caps, hoodies. It was all, I don't know, man, it was just fresh, wasn't it? It was just, wow.
And what's a tune from that era?
Crikey, from that era. It'd be something like, it'd be something like D-Shake, Technotrance or something like that. I think that'd be a pretty apt track. Just one of them moments on the dance floor where your head just explodes and, illegal raves. Yeah.
Let's do it. So here's a huge slice of Belgium techno, this time around from D-Shake, and this is called Technotrance. Come on.
It's mad, you know, because when I pick a lot of tracks, I think people think I'm going to pick loads of piano tracks, but I always kind of go the other. I've always, when I was raving out, I'd always want a bit of a mix, just to be honest.
There's nothing worse than sort of being on one level. It's nice to...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, obviously, I get that people are going to expect you to pick tunes that you are related to, but there's also the side for you where you're also a clubber.
Yeah.
You know, you're like everyone else. And although you've made these tunes, it does not necessarily mean you have to go and pick them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, nice.
You spent your time on the dance floor just as you have as much behind the keyboards.
I know. Yeah. Bloody hell.
So there we have it, a huge slice of Belgian techno. You know what, Ian, when you listen back to that now, it's still got some bass in that.
I know. And it's just something about the atmosphere, you know, it was just pumped up on a system. The breakdown and all that, it was almost like a religious experience. And I'm not saying that lightly. It was just literally like... And then the bass just creeps up on you and then bang, you're away.
Very hypnotic.
That's the word I'm looking for. Hypnotic. Yeah, well done.
On to our next one, a tale of pure rave that you dare to share with us.
Right, well, I've thought about this and there's a bit of a Liverpool connection to this one. And I don't even know, I've kind of mentioned it in interviews, but one of the maddest moments when I think about it, and I'm not trying to be like, you know, dropping big names, because at the time, like, he wasn't that particularly big, but we became really good mates for quite a few years, and I say hello to him now and again. But Laurent Garnier, right? So Laurent was I did a gig in Leeds, one of the, probably, I don't know, maybe the fourth or fifth ever Dream Frequency PA. So I didn't know what, nobody knew what they were doing. You just got up, played Live the Dream and a few other tracks and blah 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 at Chaos in Leeds. And then the guy who put it on, Tony Annan, he came up to me and he went, Laurent's playing tonight, and he wants to know if you want to do a gig in Paris. And me being absolutely green, I was like, what do you think I should say? And he was just like, yes, you dickhead. I was like, yeah, all right then. So anyway, we became really good friends. We did it. We drove all the way to Paris and did some gigs for Laurent. And bearing in mind, France didn't even have a clue about house music. It was in this little proper hardcore gay club, but they played house music. We did the PA, blah, blah, blah. But my point is, right, so he was coming over, Laurent, so he'd always drop in at mine. And a little known fact is, and it is in his book here, that the first house record he made was at mine, was with me. I helped him.
No way.
Made it. So I remember this one time we made, I can't even remember how it went. Don't even ask me where, I don't know where it's gone. But we made this acid house track and we made it that day. Laurent, I think we put it down to a cassette because that's how old school it was. And he was playing at the Quad that night and he dropped it at the Quad. How mad's that?
I remember him on. Yeah. All the nights in the Quad.
Mate, it might have possibly been that night. But Mike Nola was on, obviously, and then Laurent rocked up. And then, yeah, he said, I can't do Laurent's accent. He had a man accent. He goes, I'm going to drop it tonight, Blandy. I'm going to drop it tonight. And he dropped it. Yeah, first acid house tune. And then we did it. But yeah, just a mad story that I've just thought, the connection with Liverpool as well. So
what's a tune you're going to pick?
You've got me there now, because I haven't got that tune for sure. So... In honour of Laurent, mate, I would do something like Crispy Bacon or something like that from Laurent, or any of Laurent's tunes. So pick one of them. Man with the Red Face has been tanned at it. So Crispy Bacon.
Yeah, no, Crispy Bacon's got a bit more grit to it.
Yeah, I know it was later on in the journey, but it's for the old bucket, Laurent. Why not?
I still think it fits the
brief.
This sort of rave vibe of what we're going for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'll tell you what, like Laurent, What a legend he is. I mean, you know, when we were going over and you know, doing gigs for him, and then we'd watch him play, and I've seen Laurent, he's like Carl Cox, man. He's like, I've seen him do like 5-6 hour sets and go from disco all the way through to acid to techno. He's an absolute ledge.
My type of set, something that ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, well, we were just talking this about off air, weren't we? We were saying about like nights where, you know, you go raving and it's like pianos, but then there's a bit of techno or a bit of variation and
variety.
Yeah, you know, hip hop, whatever.
Laurent Garnier, another classic. This is called Crispy Bacon. was a great tale, that.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought of it as I was going on the air. Like, fucking hell, I need to tell that one because it is. It's. I'm proud that it happened, but then, yeah, you know, it's just mad how, like, Laurent now, he's fucking jet set, isn't he?
Absolutely, mate. We went to see him at Circus about. I think it must have been about 7-8 years ago now on a boxing night, and pretty similar to that brief what you just said, it was he was playing disco, and then I remember, do you remember Hard Floor, Hard yeah. Trance?
Oh,
remember
God,
him
yeah.
dropping that?
Oh,
and it was
God,
just like I hadn't heard it for years, and you know the way that acid started bubbling in it just blew me away.
Yeah.
Our next one, Ian, this COVID bollocks, hopefully we can see light at the end of the tunnel, and we're all thinking about gigs, we're all thinking about the tunes we're going to be playing. So are there any tunes that sort of come to mind that you think, you know, I'm going to start my set with that, or maybe I'm going to finish my set with that? What stands out for you right now?
Do you know what? I've already thought of this, and I'm probably tipping the wink to all the other DJs here that are going to steal this, but no, it's not exactly rocket science. But I don't usually play this, and it's an old rave favourite, but I'd probably Rizala Everybody's Free, just because I just thought, I know it's so obvious, but maybe it's not that obvious that people think. First record, if we're all out and we're all buzzing and we're dancing without restrictions, then I think that'd be the one I'd drop first, actually. I think people shit.
I can relate to it, and just it's the message, isn't it, that's in the music, and
yeah.
that's what's going on in my mind looking forward, trying to think those songs that take us back, that have got like a sort of subliminal message of what we're all about to experience. So I'm thinking like Inner City, Good Life, and
yeah.
you know
yeah.
obviously we've all seen the event that was taking place in Liverpool where Youssef drops Ultranata, you know, it's got to be in there. But I'm trying to prepare a list of songs like that, you know, so
yeah.
I'm ready. And for those moments when the hairs stand up on your arms.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, that looks amazing, by the way. Kudos to Youssef for that. That looked absolutely amazing. Was that the first in the world as well, apparently?
Yeah.
Or one of them? Yeah. Wow. Fair dues. He just looks so... It looked so strange, though, didn't it? It was almost like I was watching people hugging, and I was like, oh.
Well, I found it emotional. It kind of touched me just watching, just hearing loud music and seeing DJs again, and then obviously all the clubbers. And I didn't think it was going to touch me like the way it did.
Yeah.
Really surprised me.
Yeah.
And by the way, mister, I believe we're going to be DJing alongside each other on the 17th of September. You're coming up to Liverpool to play the first Acid 87 event.
I am, sir. I am. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to get out. And it's a while since I played Liverpool as well, so it's always a top crowd. So, mate, I'm so looking forward to that.
Scousers are always up for it. So there's me, you, Alternate, and Craig Mars, who are going to be providing the soundtrack from beginning to end. All I'm going to say is make sure you've got yourself a hotel and sort of, you know, make sure you've got plenty of time to recover.
Yeah, always, mate. Always, yeah. Yeah, mate, do you know what? I actually got little gooseys on me goosey arms then, just thinking about that night. I'm not shitting you. Because I tell you what, yourself, like Mark Archer as well, I mean, he's one of my favourite DJs. I know Mark really well, and he's, what a DJ he is, mate. He's iconic.
Absolutely. You both are.
I know, but do you know what I mean? I never really think about it. Obviously, yeah, but we've done a lot of stuff. But, yeah, Mark, he's a top lad. I'll tell you a really quick, funny story, actually, right? So when I was 50, a while ago now, so, yeah, I'm rocking on now. But, yeah, I invited him to my 50th to play, right? I said, Mark, will you play at my 50th, right? So just a really quick story. So I said, but you've got to wear the Alternate stuff. You've got the full gab, right? So we had probably about, you know, 100 and some people came, you know, it was just, you know, invites and whatnot. So he's playing away, and this is in a club down the road from me, which is in Burnley, which isn't the most salubrious place, no disrespect to Burnley, but it was in this Mr. Green's. And they must have opened the night up, you know, like, or a few stragglers who shouldn't have really been in this private do of ours came, and there's this oldish woman, and she came in, right? So Mark's, he's DJing with the full Alternate mask. And we can see this old woman just stood right in front of him, and we're just laughing like Ed, like, you know, because he's just in his own little world. Then he looks up, and then apparently she said to him, "Have you got any Kylie?" And he's there with all the full fucking Otter Dave mask on. Oh, it was classic, but he's an awesome DJ, so it's going to be a top night, mate. It's going
to
be a top
night. Can't wait for it. And let's actually take a moment to appreciate we've got Dream Frequency playing. Oh, my God, on the decks, like, but you know what I mean? We have got Dream Frequency. This is, like, a big thing for us up here. So let's talk about the album, the re-release.
Yeah, so basically it was 30 years ago, like last year, and funnily enough, a guy from over yours, who was in my studio, Mark Pickup, I was just having a bit of a moan, really, because I was doing a lot of house stuff as well, and I was saying how it's difficult to sort of get your stuff out, as in, like, you know, heard and et cetera, and, you know, appreciated, because there's that much music out there. And he just went, "Ian, you'll be doing Dream Frequency till you pop your clogs. Why don't you make some more Dream Frequency stuff?" And to be honest, after Take Me and Good Times, probably the last thing I did in anger, I just didn't kind of know how to follow that up. And I don't know, mate, it's just all the planets aligning 30 years. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do a new album. Remix Feel Surreal Me, Remix Take Me, because they were like the two biggest. And I ended up like doing 18 new tracks plus them two. And I was just saying to you before off air, it's the most fun I've had making music for about 15 years. Just no, I don't know if I can swear, but no F's given. This is going to be balls out, rave for the now, and a few different ones and that. And yeah, we did a Kickstarter and we got it on vinyl, and now it's all over Spotify. And you know, the love as well, just to connect with the ravers as well again. Honestly, I was buzzing, mate. I was just buzzing.
And if you had to pick a favourite, is there an answer you can give me?
What, on the album?
If any of your Dream Frequency productions?
Well, I mean, I probably Take Me is the one that stands the test of time. I know, like, Feel Surreal probably did more commercial success, but I mean, from Scotland all the way down, that's probably the one, you know, that's probably, yeah, ultimate Dream Frequency, you know, madness, like, so yeah, probably that.
For me personally, I'd probably say it's Satisfaction.
You know what, right? You're a connoisseur, sir. You're a connoisseur, because the connoisseur, that's a connoisseur's choice. It is as well. Yeah, a lot of people say Satisfaction. Yeah,
it is. Man. Great song. Great song.
Thanks. Yeah.
Well, listen, Ian, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And we look forward to seeing you up in Liverpool in September.
Oh, listen, mate, Les, thank you so much for interviewing us. And yeah, guys, like Les said, get your tickets, because it will most likely sell out, I would imagine. So yeah, and it's going to be a boss night, so get your tickets.
Everybody's free to feel. Yeah.